On our next issue of business, the conflict of interest ordinance?
Yes.
I have legal from council regarding this. Is it ordinance reporting conflicts of interest and financial interests? Prince Connie has contacted Ms. Lohman?
Betty Lohman.
Betty Lohman.
That's the Missouri Ethics Commission.
And concert with her comments has presented to us a financial disclosure statement for political subdivisions that is what I would call the short version. And that we need to, every 2 years, approve. Is that correct? You got some information comments that you'd like to add with us?
Well, I did talk to Frank about it, and I believe he's using the format that is online with the state. They give an example of a conflict of interest, and he's reviewed that and then personalized it for King County. And so I am fine with that. I will implement that as soon as that we receive that and we vote on it. I am required to submit it to the state within 10 days of your vote.
Gentlemen, we have in front of us an ordinance of King County, Missouri to establish a procedure to disclose potential conflicts of interest and substantial interest for certain officials. And I do need to make a copy of that. Look at it. It is the copy that is as Donna said, online, and of record with the Missouri Ethics Commission. It is the one that I think almost every county in the state has adopted, if I'm not mistaken.
I don't know if they've adopted the exact same one, but I'm sure that they started with that sample. Basically, certain individuals within the county are required to file a personal financial disclosure, and then only elected officials that own a company and have a transaction of $500 or more will be required to file that. Have a couple of individuals that the county does business with.
Right.
And so if they make a purchase of $500 or more, then they have
that
to fill it out.
Has to be.
Yeah.
So this has nothing to do with any election. This is for elected officials, spring and saying after you're elected, and we fill out either a long form or a short form, and this sets priority for the short form.
That does allow you to, does allow the current elected officials and those running for office that are required to fill out the form. We have what's called a notice to notice of election, and we go through that process to determine whether that individual owns a company that the county has done business with, and if they do and they make a transaction of $500 or more, then they are required to fill out the personal financial disclosure, or if they're running for the position of the presiding commission, the county clerk, or those for elected positions, and then the purchasing officer also has to fill out the personal financial disclosure.
I understand. I didn't know where the people that are running for office that do not complete their financial reports.
Campaign finance.
It's separate situation. Is there something that we officially adopt, or is it a state?
Based on my last email, it's the state that charges that fee. If you're talking about a late fee for not doing the form.
Or not even doing one. I mean, I can get a report on some of the people that have run again, maybe. So
I can get that for you and get you the, I'll just get you the email. But this is separate.
This form, basically, the county commission approves it, and the short form's in place. The chief administrative official and the purchasing director for the county are required to fill out the short form on an annual basis. Others may be required as well, but most definitely those two. If, in fact, we don't approve this, then there'll be the long form of 4 pages to fill out, and every elected official will be required to fill that form out. So this is, to the best of my knowledge, a form or something very close to it that almost every county in the state of Missouri has adopted.
Motion to accept the conflict of interest ordinance presented to the county clerk on this date.
By the attorney. I didn't present
it. Approved by the attorney.
I didn't create it. It was the attorney who created it.
Seconded to approve an ordinance of Taney County, Missouri to establish a procedure to disclose potential conflicts of interest and substantial interest of certain officials as of this date and as presented. Discussion. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed nay. Motion carries. We have a personnel matter, and then I believe done this morning. There are two events this afternoon. Oh, well, that's the staff review of the gender request. And she has bowed out as of this morning. Sorry, I forgot to acknowledge that. I was taking my thought on that.
Just one.
going to provide me with a copy of that.
Thank you.
Sorry, so. Josh, before we go in, is there any questions you have? We've got a quick matter with personnel, and then we're going to be, I think, done until we have ribbon cutting for the recycling. And we're starting the beautification kickoff at 4. No? Okay. Thank you, guys.
Lots of them on.
Thank you very much. Motion?
Section
2610.021.1. Second. Motion has been made and seconded to executive session pursuant to Section 610.021, subsection 3. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed nay. Motion carries.